Good evening, good evening, good evening, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you're joining me right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth segment that flights every Tuesday, coming to you live from Voice of America, Lapa Eskodlo, in Washington, D.C. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, the 17th of July, 2018. My name, Mike Owe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Bafetu, you're listening to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth segment that flights every Tuesday, Lapa, in Washington, D.C. That's the Voice of America. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, the 17th of July. Tonight, we're talking about Zimbabwean youth in politics. Since the resignation, Bafetu, Robert Mugabe, since the resignation of the former president, Robert Mugabe, Zimbabwean youths have seen it very fitting, Bafetu, ukuthi they take their future into their own hands. This has led to so many Zimbabwean youths running for public office this year. So lamhlanje kuhlelo today in our programs, Nasi Muchirongwa, Tinengetakatarisira, we will be looking forward to talking to several different youths about their journeys and their pursuits as they run for public office. Kodwa, there's another very, very important issue. Esikhangeluyi tinta lamhlanje kuhlelo ya takatarisira ukuthi nasi chiyanyaso ibatha nyaye. Inyaye ye election violence, njalo e-violence, njalo e-intimidation. Nyai inenge irikuitika kwese kwese tanzwa tichitaura nevanhu tichivatsvaga vanhu vachipinda muchirongwa muzvirongwa zvedu zvakasiyana abantu vengene hlelweni zvedu ezvichieneyo vachinyatsoti Mike izvinhu hazvimanga kuhle zvinhu hazvinaumira zvakanaka vamwe vari kutaurawo kuti vari kurohwawo nevanhu vanosapota ZANU PF vamwewo vachiti nyaya iyi ikaiyi yeintimidation tanzwa tichisangana nemauto. Saka nhasi ndiyo nyaya yatakatarisira kupinda kukurukura muchirongwa yilo lutava esikhangela kuthinta lamhlanje kuhlelo. That's the topic of the day. Bafetu, just to remind you, lamhlanje kuhlelo nxa usanda kungena kuhlelo kana uchingopi, if you are just joining us right now muchirongwa chedu, welcome, welcome, welcome. Usungenile kuhlelo The Connection wavatopinda pfe pachirongwa The Connection chirongwa cheve chidiki chekuno ku Studio 7 apo patinotarisira kutaura nezvenyaya dzinobata vechidiki. Bafetu, lamhlanje kuhlelo we're talking about youth in politics. Sesibonile abanengi taonawo vechidiki varipo vakawanda who are all getting into politics this year, who are all running for MP, who are all running for council, who are all running for different sectors within public spheres, those who are looking to be the leaders of tomorrow. So many youths are running for public office this year. Saka takatarisira kuti we will be talking to some of them today. Uyezve tichange tichinyatsobata nyaya ye-election violence ne-intimidation. Takatarisira kuti we will have a couple of human rights activists who will attest to it, who will tell us more about these incidents that are happening. Uyezve people from ZANU PF, people from MDC, vese vachange vachinyatsoziya nyaya vachinyatsotsanangura kuti okay, Mike, this is exactly what's happening. This is what we've witnessed. So, bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, nxa ufuna ukungena kuhlelo, please, tithumidzirei number pa WhatsApp. We are Zemuno Kwanisa Otifonera. You can call us, and the number is 001-202-619-2077. Yapinda njalo inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, ngobune ngbenu, lisikasele ukuthi puti Mike, lamhlanje, mina I've either encountered election violence, intimidation, or, of course, mina I have advice. Eunigeza, abasakulaye laba, abakangena kukhetho kulomnyaka. Hey, kwazivai vachere Radio Studio 7, tinokugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutarisa zviri kuitwa nevechidiki, misarudzo, pamwe nenyaya yemhirizhonga inenge iri kuitika munyika. Sarudzo idzi dzichange dzakamira sei, vachere tiudzeiwo kuti imi nemaonero enyu, muriona kuti sarudzo idzi dzinenge dzakamira sei. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, namba ndiyo iyi muri kuiona pazasi apo pakanyorwa 001-202-619-2077. Munokwanisa kuti tumira ma messages pa WhatsApp, namba inenge 202-465-0318. Saka vafetu, kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa, pindai motudzawo maonero enyu. Do you think kuti election e inenge iri peaceful? Kana mchifungidzirawo izvozvo, pindai muchirongwa. Kana mchiti kwete, put Mike, mina ngvumi, Bina Mchirongwa. Ilo lutabi silale kutu inchazo mwuse. Nga usandungena ushelo, nyagwamgena ushelo lwabasa kulayo. Ushelo D-Connection. Namchanje sipabasa kulayo ituwa lukti bakankasele, bakasele, bakulume lani zulu kandaba. Ukuthi bani chelo ukuthi namhlanje kuhlelo ukuthi mina njengoba sengena kukhetho kulumnyaka, this is what I'm looking to do for you, ama constituents abo. So bafethu, if you have any advice yokunikeza ngenani kuhlelo, bhalana ama comments sikhulume labo. Njalo sikhangela uthinta le ndaba election violence le intimidation. Ikhanya ngani it's happening ikakhulukazi emaphandleni. So sifuna ukuzwa kini ukuthi, one, do you think ukuthi election lena will be peaceful? Njalo ungathi yebo ngena kuhlelo sikhulume sonke. Ungathi cha buti Mike angivumi, ngena kuhlelo sikhulume. Ngithola ithuba lokubuza ukuthi ungani usisho kanjalo. Kodwa ngizwa bafethu ukuthi sesilo guest wethu wokuqala umnumzana uFarai Muvuthi. Farai, Farai, how are you, brother?
I'm good, thank you for having me.
Thank you, thank you. Well, welcome to the show, brother. It's been so long. It's been a minute since I've had you on the show.
Yeah, indeed it has. Yet again, thank you to you and your listeners for having me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Farai, the biggest issue people seem to be talking about right now, we're 2 weeks out from elections, and a lot of people seem to be talking on this issue of violence. It seems to happen and haunt Zimbabwe every single general election. First of all, as someone who is part of the ZANU-PF party, the one that seems to be accused every single time of issues in relation to violence, have you heard of any incidences thus far that have been very public, that have, I guess, pointed the finger towards ZANU-PF that are in relation to election violence?
Firstly, let me start by building a sense of context.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to ZANU-PF, especially the youth league, what we have done, we're taking serious measures, but a multitude of measures, and galvanize the sense of consensus amongst our support base,
mm-hmm.
that this election, part of the very theme of the manifesto that we recently released,
mm-hmm.
the critical aspect of building, galvanizing consensus and a sense of unity.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with that, naturally, if that indeed is the crystallizing aspect of our manifesto, naturally we're going to build an internal consensus within our ranks, within our cell groups, within our districts, as well as our provinces, to ensure that there's no sentiment of violence and action of violence. Going on to your question with regards to are there any instances that have been reported, I think as the youth league today was the incident of the viral video where one individual was wearing a T-shirt, branding themselves to be ZANU-PF, but not representing the spirit that we have been preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to report that it was actually comrades within ZANU-PF that reported this gentleman to the police. And from what I hear, the intelligence I received is that this gentleman is currently in police custody as a consequence of actions that we took within the party.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answers your question in the sense that we are totally totally against any instances of violence, and if there are any reports, there's a team on the ground taking in these reports, especially if it's coming from someone within ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
It would be against the ethos of the new dispensation, a dispensation that my party led, to begin to have instances of violence.
Good, well, Farai.
ZANU-PF has no tolerance.
Farai. I understand within the manifesto you all launched this, and thus far uMongameli has presented that as a front. However, people are still running around saying ukuthi they're being beaten up for supporting opposition by AMA supporters in.
Well, listen, this is what I'm saying, that if there are people with such reports,
mm-hmm.
this goes against the spirit of ZANU-PF that we have established. It is not in our interest
mm-hmm.
to have any instances of violence. We are on a re-engagement agenda. So
mm-hmm.
I want you to think of it as a strategy. What strategy to regain? Why would we welcome the world to come and view our elections if we indeed we have an agenda to intimidate the voter?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. If there are instances of violence, they're clearly not instigated by ZANU-PF. And if it's ZANU-PF stalwart, as I've said, we have teams on the ground willing to take in these reports and action will be taken. We are not like the opposition in which when we say something, nothing is done.
Mm-hmm.
There have been instances of violence on the side of the opposition, and we're not trying to moralize this argument. This argument is much more entrenched than merely the ZANU-PF argument when it comes to instances of violence within Zimbabwe. And I think that's why we should look at the violence, the violent index in our country from a historical perspective, mm-hmm. and discuss it as a cultural issue that all parties need to deal with. And that's why there was a multi-party strategy and agenda to ensure that when discussing matters of violence, we should not look at it from an antagonistic perspective. It should be a national consensus built by a plural approach, irrespective of parties. But to simply cast it as a vanity issue is simply unfair and is to moralize an issue that is deeply entrenched in our society, and we must look at it from a broader perspective.
Mm-hmm. So Aung Jelege Farai, imini sewe chidiki webato rezanu PF, magatarisira kuite kuti you ensure kuti paneng pasina inyai ye election violence.
Well, which is crystal, mm-hmm. is to ensure that to not galvanize the support within our base. Mm-hmm. So if you've noticed, Zanu-PF's strategy of rallying has been very different of late. Mm-hmm. But we've started from a cell group level, right, to then moving on to a district level, to then a provincial level. Mm-hmm. Okay, the reason being, we wanted to have an engaged, an engaged campaign strategy, mm-hmm. whereby we have an exchange, a direct exchange in terms of our base, where we discuss their concerns directly, but also press upon our base that this election we should build a sense of tolerance. We should build a sense of let our arguments be what is supreme above what our opponents may say to us in terms of provocation. Mm-hmm. And so far, the evidence on the ground has not been that ZANU-PF has been violent to any other. Instances of provocations when it comes to the threat to the very nature of our democracy, which is an election, the mm-hmm. threat did not come from ZANU-PF. This came from the opposition. Why? Because we have ensured that our support base is educated about their rights in as far as the electorate, and are aware that this right cannot be infringed by anyone, irrespective of who it is within the party. And also to go on to say that, to also place a parenthesis on that, our head of state is in Onveko, who happens to be the leader of ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. But listen, it's not in our interest to go around causing mayhem after noting the progression that has been done in terms of international media engagement. We need to paint a collective picture of the people that we are ready to re-engage with the global community. And in order to do so, the ruling party that has a membership of over 700,000 members within its party, within its ranks, has a responsibility to take leadership, and that's what we've done.
Mm. All right. What's the number, Mumlo Mungangani Farai? I'll come back to you in a second. Nizwa Balaleli Uti, Sisulu Munye Ukeswetu U Godfrey Kuraone U Kansela Lo Wase Masungo. Godfrey, Zurufa Meremdar. Ndiripo zviri kuhamba here kuSouth Africa. Ndaonawo kuti muri koku kuna President Obama uko.
Ya, zvokwadii ndokwatiri pane zviri.
Saka ndara nyaya iyi yatiri kuzeya nhasi muchirongwa, tiri kutaura nezvenyaya dzakasiyana. I know first of all you're rerunning for councillor uko kumasvingo, saka ndoda kutanga ndati makorokoto.
Nothing.
Right, and then saka nhasi tichange tichikupai mukana kuti mutaure nevateereri apa munenge muchinyatsovaudza kuti first of all, what are you looking to do sezvo muri kuda kukwidza gore rino, uyezve mukawina, what else are you looking to do sezvo you've already been councillor, what are you looking to do to uplift my lives out, uyezve tiri kunyatsoziva nyaya ye election violence. I know that as a councillor you have, I guess I wouldn't say witness, but you have at least have knowledge of things that are happening on the ground, and isn't that? Saka apa tina va muvuti vari pa line apa vekuzano PF. Saka in chanda wisi some data. I've spoken to a lot of people who are on the ground. Varungo Zanu PF iruva shunguruza because they're supporting a opposition. What have you heard of anything along those lines?
I'm going to go to the city.
As someone who is already a counselor of Kokumashingo, what exactly are you doing to ensure kuti mukurudzire vechidiki kuti varume zveviolence chimbomirai, ngati batei maoko, let's all unite, tiite sarudzo zvakanaka, anohwina ndiye anohwina, tongoenderawo mberi from there.
Isusu ndiya on record yekuudza vanhu kuti aiwa sarudzo hadzivi kuurayana, sarudzo hadzivi kutongana, sarudzo kuda kuita munyararo.
Walaleli wathi sihambe kukhasi lethu le-VOA Ndebele lapho sixoxa nga usanda ukungena kuhlelo wathi ngitshela ngamafishane ukuthi namhlanje sikuxoxa ngani. Namhlanje kuhlelo we're talking labantu abasakhulayo, both of them belong to amabandla achiyeneyo. Ukuraone ngowebandla le-MTC Alliance, ulo umuvuthi ngowebandla le-ZANU-PF, bonke ngabantu abasakhulayo. Ukuraone lo ukhangelwe layo ukungena ku Keto kulumnyaka ukuba ngukansela lo khona ngale Mashingo. So masambe nini sibone ukuthi nina abantu abakukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele lithini ngodaba olusegudwini namhlanje. Sibona uLouis Vutoyi uthi tse usungenela lawe Louis Gumtree, uBheki uyahleka, uSalim uthi tse watching in Witbank ku South Africa, waze wafaka inombolo, siyakudinga Salim. Ukhethiwe Bebe uthi hello, siyakwamukela kuhlelo Mabebe. UDouglas Munakira uthi ED tse hawu, kanti amasupporter ka ED yakhona lawo. UPamela Khumalo uthi hello everyone, siyakwamukela kuhlelo Makhumalo. UDouglas uphinde wathi the future is great, Zimbabwe shall be saved, ED is the only game plan. USalim uphinde wathi laye uSalim waze wangena njalo wathi ED failed to turn around the problems we have in Zimbabwe. So bafethu bhalani ama comments lisitshele ukuthi what is your thoughts on the issue at hand. Lamhlanje sixoxa labasakhulayo, one abakhange ukungena kukhetho, njalo sikhange uthinta le ndaba voter intimidation. And ku page redu review yeshona tinoona kuti vanhu ari kuti chi uko, right, uko tina admire gopo, arukti tse, live wire, tonto mkume, arukti tse, fapina mjirongwa choki kamchirai mese, uko tina try more, arukti tiripo, choki kamchirai muchama mazanu, arukti where is your colleague Evans Zininga, aywa Evans nasa hapo, nasindrindega, vision, arukti tse, Michael Shiri, vaisa number, saka chakutra gaiwa Shiri. Brighton Matangati, sesingeni ile, sakwamukela kuhlelo, uMichael Shiri uphinde wathi CCC, ngombono wangu mbona ngani uzama ukuthi chamisa, chete, chete. But, bafethu, we have our third guest, uEsther Zimudzi. Esther, Esther, my sister, unjani?
Hello, how are you?
Ndiri bo, sisi wangu ndiri bo.
Ndiri baeti, nijiri say.
Aiwa, my level, chete, sisi. Nasi mchirongwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, vechidiki, tulawunzo uti, sezongwa esaruzo yako shikai. I know kuti you're running for council, kwa Harare. Saka tulawunzo uti, how is your journey been, first of all? Secondly, tutawaranyaye ye intimidation ne voter violence inenge irikuitika ku Zimbabwe. So I want to hear kuti, as someone who's running for council, have you heard or witnessed any of the incidences, and what are people saying about that? Is that good?
Okay, inimi Hello?
Yeah, well, I can hear you.
Hello?
Esther, I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear you, Sisi.
Okay. Yes, I'm running for Ward 22.
Hey, cingo, ama namba eZimbabwe ayahlupha sometimes, kodwa sizaphinda simudinge. So bafethu, lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're expecting to have ama guests amaningi. Sikhangela okwamanje silo Farai Mvuthi ecingweni, uGodfrey Kurawone, thinawa Kurawone, abo councillor bekumashingo Parunare takatarisira ukutsvaga uthina Shekamba Rami lo. Laye uweqembu le MTC Alliance khangela njalo ukuba lo khuda kwashe Zulu lo okhangela ukuba ngu MP mele ibandla ele apha ibandla leli elika Nkosana Moyo, right bafethu. So let's go back to ama panelists ethu akhona okwamanje. Farai, are you still on the line?
Hello.
Right. Okay, perfect. Right. So Farai, you heard there from the councillor who's there on the ground. I just he's met Vanu. I'm like, quite a Mike. Vanu is Zanupi of Arutishungurudz.
Okay, well, I think that's a fair assessment. As you would find, Kuti, people on the ground, there are reports that Kutikunevanu there's Zanupi of Arutishungurudz on the ground, even on social media, cyber bullying as well. Mm-hmm. From the MDC side. And as I said before, the issue of violence is not one to be you know, the MDC can no longer carry on marching forward with the moralistic argument, knowing fully well that there have been multiple instances in which senior members of their own party, the likes of Mukupe, and it dates back to
Mukupe, Terence Mukupe, and Zanu.
No, I mean, sorry, I meant to say, what's the lady's name? Tokozani.
Oh, Tokozani Mukupe. Okay.
Tokozani Mukupe. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the confusion there. Tokozani Mukupe, the likes of Tokozani Mukupe, Mwanzora himself, almost being burnt in a heart. You know, I don't know, such heartless and, vile actions seen from the MDC who have tended to moralize a national cultural issue. Mm-hmm. We must separate. We cannot politicize and look analyze every instance in Zimbabwe as a partisan issue. Mm-hmm. If it's a cultural, endemic, social issue, it is up to political leadership to take up responsibility and to condemn it as it exists and when it occurs. Mm-hmm. My party has done so. Every sphere of leadership has condemned violence as it exists, wherever it rears its head. Okay, and we intend to set that paradigm and to continue so. So if there are instances whereby members of ZANU-PF seem to be agitating violence, mm-hmm. by all means report them to the necessary authority. The Human Rights Commission is set up for these issues. ZTC is available to hear these issues, to make recommendations to the police. And we are fully willing to engage all authorities when it comes to dealing with issues of malcontents within our own party, mm-hmm. as should the MDC do. But there should not be a continuous narrative propelled by the MDC that seeks to moralize and posit them to be the powers when it comes to some sense of lack of violence. Mm-hmm. Yet we all know that not only is there a democratic deficit in their party, but there's also a discipline deficit. Has been demonstrated even to their own leadership.
But unfortunately, there's nothing of that sort which happened. Mm-hmm. The investigation was sent to the investigation. And the outcome of the investigation is very clear that Apana Nakarova, but I have a thousand actually. So it's unfortunate for me to That's very not true, and it's far from the truth. So I'm not going to be sure. Our culture is to make sure and maintain that there is peace.
So, Bafetu, without pointing iminwe towards each other, without pointing fingers towards each other, mina sengifuna, and I'll give both of you a minute to respond to that. Ukuthi, as people from both political, different political aisles, one from ZANU-PF, omunye from MTC, how do we join forces? Ukuthi, sithi thina njengabasakhulayo, isebe chiniki, how do we move forward to ensure that nyaye ye political violence ino mina? Nokuthi, for example, last week, ndakanzwa vabvondo vachiti kana muchiti nyaya dzeviolence vezanupf nesiwo MDC tinozvigona, without having to threaten each other, is there a way that we can move forward sonke njengabantu abasakhulayo?
And I think as a party, even as government, we have set the tone for that. And it was initially done with the signing of the peace agreement of all political parties to come together and have campaign in the same spirit of, mm-hmm. of national unity. Mm-hmm. But in order for that to be action, because it's one thing for that to be signed, and then another thing for it to be actioned in terms of the collective social consciousness. Mm-hmm. It has to be not left to ZANU-PF, and this is why I'm saying that discussions like these, where MDC members, who historically have always used the issue of the moral argument of violence within ZANU-PF or between each other, forgetting that from an internal party perspective, they also have these issues. It would be helpful for us to be honest about the issues that we have collectively. And when we are honest collectively, we can then we can galvanize consensus amongst our followers. You cannot continue to say what's good for the goose is good for the gander when you know within your party and lying blatantly on radio, knowing fully well what the issues are in your party and why a number of members of your party have left. We have to be honest about our circumstances, our internal circumstances, to be introspective firstly as a party, and then assume responsibility so that we can lead a nation, this great nation of ours, to a point in which we accept that there are issues between us, but mm-hmm. it's a joint effort.
But Farai, without pointing fingers towards anyone, even within ZANU-PF itself, intimidation and violence has been there. So what exactly?
The crystallizing thing here that I'm trying to point to mm-hmm. is that it must be introspection from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
We must accept that there is a culture, there is an issue, there is a culture of that is meant to be dealt with. Now, mm-hmm. so one is to introspect and accept. In that acceptance, we then say, we speak against it. We categorically speak against it. We campaign for a peaceful election collectively. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. and the only way it can be done is by galvanizing a consensus within MDC, within ZANU-PF, as the largest parties in the country.
Mm-hmm.
When we are seen to be having to be changing our language in the manner in which we campaign, that too will have a trickle down effect
mm-hmm.
to our followers. And that's what we need. It is the language. It is the verbatim, this culture of verbatim when it comes to how we are campaigning and personalizing a political process.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop from there. We have to start respecting each other as not just opponents, okay? As not just, we should not look at it from an antagonistic perspective, but rather look at it from a nationalistic perspective, that your argument is not more supreme to mine as ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way you have a right to associate with MDC, I have a right to associate with ZANU-PF. And we should build a culture of tolerance within our sect in order for that to spread across the country.
Right. Vakuraone, mune response, eh?
But it's no need and this kind of right down on the ground. Kind of a ground. One
Let us go to Abanya Bashoni Trabe 2, Abasanungena Gushelo, Godfrey Najkumro Bate Parnare, and then Farai will also come back to you in 1 second. Si Guamugele Abasanungena Gushelo, in his Uxi Gushelo, Silo Kuda Kwashe Zulu, Ganye Lotinache Kambarami, in Zakalan Kulma, Lo Kuda Kwashe, Kulukwashe Unjan Putam.
Yep, Peter was.
Gunjan Pera Emato.
I am at the
So kudakwashe wena, I know ukuthi you are running for MP under ibandla ele apa I Alliance for People's Agenda eka babu u sengkhulumiso ubaba Moyo. Yes, so mnumzana ngizaqala ngokubuza ukuthi awusitshele ngamafishane ngawe njalo ukuthi wena why exactly are you looking to run for MP njengomuntu ongisakhulayo.
Okay, mina igama lami ngikuda kwaSezulu. Ngumfana okhulele engatiso funde wayithotha primary secondary. Ngile minyaka engu-32 njalo senginanzelele ukuthi thina njengabantu abatsha sesihlupheka kakhulu njalo imisebenzi kasiyitholi njalo futhi siyancindezelwa ngabadala. So ngase ngithatha ixesha lokuthi kathesi lami sengifuna ukuthi abantu abatsha babone ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sethu ukuthi sibakhokhelele abadala ngoba kuyibo abasifundileyo sesifundile sezaselayo. Yikho sengisithi no, singaxhasana thina njengabantu abatsha labo abadala basixhase ngakwazi isithuko sizayiletha esigabeni semadoko.
Kuleyinye indaba baba ekhona ekhanya ngani ihlupha abantu emphakathini, indaba le-air violence. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what exactly are you telling abontanga ukuthi hey bafethu, let's find a way ukuthi sisebenze ndawonye to ensure ukuthi akula violence ikakhulukazi njengoba isikhathi sokhetho sesondela duzane.
Indaba ye-violence yona izima kakhulu nxa utshela abantu abatsha ngoba abantu abatsha iningi labo kathi sebejwayele ukuthi badingele utshwala ngabantu bezane i-PF badingele lezi nyama bezisiza. So nxa usizama ukuthi ubatshengise ukuthi hayi bafowethu kasisebenzeni ngalolu hlobo bakutshetho niyahlanya wena. Yibo futhi abathunywayo ukuthi hamba beyidabula amaphosta omunye futhi umuntu omusha. So vele indaba le iyahlupha le ayilingiseli.
Alright, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni and then I'll come back to you 1 second. Ngibuyele kuFarai. Farai, uyamuzwa lapha, omunye umuntu, he's not even part of the alliance. Yena, he's under apa inhlanganiso le eka Nkosana Moyo. Yena, he's also saying ukuthi nina abezani, niyahlupha man. You are buying izinto izidakamizwa for young people and you're just ngathi liyabakhuthaza ngokubakhuludzira ukuthi bayithe
ngiyayimbona. Now listen, you know the good thing about this county election. So the gentleman who spoke before the upper member alluded to the fact that you know ZANU-PF iri kukurudzira vanhu kuma inenge chitaura zvinhu zviri positive kuma rally kuma platforms. These are the platforms where we get to engage with our people.
Okay, so if we're not can I just violence at platforms where we engage in our people, surely it's not a common sentiment. And if there are instances of violence, and if that are being led by ZANU-PF, as I've said before, this is a part of our policy. It's not a part of our agenda. It is not within our interest to have violence. We are the same party, the ruling party, that invited over 40 different sources of electoral monitors. It is not in our interest to have them witness us acting in a malcontent way. However, you will have one or two. You will have three or four groups here and there. And that's why we're encouraging, and the Youth League has said this emphatically, that anyone that is known, report. In fact, I in the beginning of the program, I mentioned that we as a Youth League took it upon ourselves to report a few gentlemen that had been seen on Facebook firing a gun. That charge was led by ZANU-PF Youth. We are the ones that led them to the police and did the investigations within ourselves. So clearly there's a common sentiment within our party to move away from violence. But what we've also seen in the past, which is something also critical, because most of the people here that are saying, they are not giving us any substantiated facts. Whereas if it's substantiated, they should be able to prove it. You should allege and prove it, and we would act. And we would support the police to ensure that there is action taken. But what we've also seen in the past is that a lot of people that belong to other parties will go to ZANU-PF rallies and get these free T-shirts and act in a disorderly conduct in order to spoil ZANU-PF's name. Now, we cannot naturally control that. But as I said, Hakuna policy. There is no common sentiment in ZANU-PF where we are encouraging people to be violent because, as I said before, unlike every other political party, we have more to lose.
That's a good evening, Okay. Let me give you one last opportunity to ukhulumelomuntu, and then I might have to let you go. Ngenxa yokuthi kulabanye ama guests who are waiting on the line. So umZulu kudakwashe sekhuluma lapha. He was talking about job creation. Kanye ngani eZimbabwe abula msebenzi. Can you speak on behalf of ibandla leZANU-PF ukuchasela, especially to abantu abafana nalo kudakwashe, ukuthi what exactly is the ZANU-PF game plan ukuthi lithuthukise impilo zabantu abasakhulayo?
Okay, so I can speak in my minuscule capacity as a youth in the UK and Europe. Okay, but after reading our manifesto, part of the critical thing that we want to focus on, which I had alluded to in the beginning, is re-engaging capital markets. Because one thing that we have is we have a lot of challenge within our country, but we don't have productivity as a consequence of two things. We cannot access simple things such as balance support payments, which enables us to fund infrastructural developments, which simultaneously will create jobs. But secondly, we cannot access capital markets in order to fund private investment projects. So public and private investment projects, we cannot access that because we have been denied access to capital markets. So re-engagement creates an opportunity to do so. And we've seen the impact of that re-engagement so far. We've had, a few private companies open up in Zimbabwe, and with a lot of promises in principle, but premised on how we engage our election. This is why, yet again, I say that it's not up to ZANU-PF it's not in our interest to have any the situations that lead to violence in our election. But also, what does this mean? So by focusing on re-engagement and focusing on manufacturing productivity, we create growth. By generating growth, we simultaneously intend to create employment. But we want to have a multifaceted approach rather than focusing, as has been the past, where we have been a source of resource extraction. We want to add value to our extractions, which create sub-industries. And this is going to have a lot of engagement even within the youth. But also a final point on that issue of development. One of the critical things that have led to a slowdown in terms of output within our productivity, the government is the biggest employer. But the problem with that is that people with our bureaucratic infrastructure has not been as productive. Because we have not been able to train to upskill our folks, to upskill our people, so that we can also be functioning at global standards. This is clearly due to not being able to access finance and to pay people very well. So the reformation of our bureaucratic systems would also be a key aspect of employment. And youth here, a lot of our university graduates would be greatly equipped in this particular instance. And that's why you find part of the first actions taken by the government was to have people like the Rwanda CEO of the of their civil service commission come over to begin to help us strategize on how this reform of our bureaucratic infrastructure and institutions can become. So we have a very strong economic plan that is practical, that sees it from where we are today.
Unfortunately, I have to take Amanya Makesa. I'd love to keep you for the whole program, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and good luck to my fellow Zimbabweans who are currently campaigning from ACWA as well as the NDC. I hope that post this election, we can help each other build this great country of ours and begin to build a society of tolerance.
Salut. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, bud.
So, lapa ngizwe wathi ngigoduke ngiyokhuluma lo kancane. Angikakhulumi lo Thinashe. Ngizwa njalo ukuthi silaye omunye guest wethu uThinashe Gambarami, yena okhangela ukuba li-councillor under ibandla yele MTC Alliance khona ngale ngobulawayo. Thinashe, unjani but?
Ngiyaphila, unjani Thakazi?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us kuhlelo lamhlanje.
Yebo, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngithanda ukuqala ngibingelela abalaleli, and thank you for the opportunity lami yokuthi ngikhulumele abalaleli. Sibonisana siyafika isikhathi sama-elections.
Of course.
Well, mina I'm standing for e-council ward 3 under the MTC Alliance, ekhokhelwa ngubaba uNelson Thamisa.
So,
yes.
Hi, Kobet.
Yebo. Okay, well, maybe a quick one. The main thing is Talisa nje ukuthi what drove me to stand and take this opportunity to be a candidate. We felt ukuthi elders needed to pass on the legacy to the new generation. We have had all these years supporting them, and we noticed, we identified ukuthi sasileka kakhulu kuma representatives ethu njengama youth, njengabontanga, in the challenges that we're facing also as young people. So that is one of the things that drove us to, if you realize ukuthi ama candidates our alliance, MTC Alliance amaningi, they are the young generation. So we felt it was our responsibility. It was our time also, which is in to participate and then represent the young people. Then violence. We have a lot of challenges. We have a meetings amaningi this week. That is how voter flow and the way we are actually testing our posters, we are cheaper and all that. We've been trying to engage the community. These are the things that are causing violence. And they don't seem to be concentrating on those things. It's supposed to be an independent board. But the way it's actually operating, it's not capable of running a free and fair election in Zimbabwe. Those are the challenges that we're facing. And we've been trying to have a lot of meetings. I don't know what the way actually in Nigeria, where we are right now as a nation. This was the time to build our nation, a free and fair election, who actually lure investors to come in into our nation. Right now, as things stand, no one is going to trust ZANU-PF. Even if they try to rig elections, whatever they will do, no one is going to trust ZANU-PF. There is no one who will feel safe who we are the money as an investor as Zimbabwe in the way they are running their elections.
You're speaking about in Double Air Trust. Of course, in this context, you're talking about investor trust. About abantu abasakhulayo. Mina, on my own, I've met abantu abasakhulayo abayasho ukuthi ubaba Nelson Chamisa angimthembi. So does that not play hand in hand with what you're saying about ubaba uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa?
Well, it's very clear. Ubaba uNelson Chamisa, during the time a inclusive government.
Mm-hmm.
I think he produced results that any other person, including ZANU PF, mm-hmm. they are benefiting. I'm a phone list phone like you allow. I am here for a line or a thing. He would buy himself a line $200. He's got results to show that are evident. And not I'm a promise this was why now Zimbabwe is open for business. Zimbabwe is open for business. There is no business. There is no any employment. There is nothing that they have done. They are just saying there is nothing on the ground. See, now we have genuine policies. Our president, he's got a very good track record.
Mm.
He has never been involved in any stealing or anything. We are actually in an election with people who have been stealing for 38 years. Right now, they are coming to us. They tell them about what they want to do. They tell them about for the past 38 years. Vachonja madini, wasala madini, vayakani, vati vizani. Those are the things that we are actually talking about. This is a new a president. He's been in his constituency. He has done very well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a very good track record. There is no way you can compare Nelson Chamisa and Mnangagwa.
Mm.
We are very clear, and our policies, the smart document later, the clear in our policies in how as in how we are going to be implementing our policies later. Even our policies are investor friendly.
Mm.
You understand? We don't have that indigenization where you actually tell someone who have 1 million yake, umtshele ukuthi wena uzothatha half a million thing yakho. So what we're saying is, see now we have a genuine a government in waiting
mm-hmm.
with very clear policies. There is no grey area. Everyone is actually, I'm an investor. The moment we get into office, this country will change over within a short space of time. They are actually waiting. There are a lot of people who are willing to do business with Zimbabwe. But because Ulama Sela, who are waiting to steal, so these people are actually not willing to come and throw their money to go through the train.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is that he now president with is a very clean president. These are already in office that are promising and this saying Zimbabwe is open for government. We have created 60,000 jobs. Not even one job. Actually, a lot of people have been retrenched. Companies are closing as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Things are bad. Not always Zimbabwe. We are feeling every day. Everyone knows that. So abantu beZimbabwe, they know the truth. Even abantu emakhaya, they are very clear. Including ZANU PF people, they are actually tired of ZANU PF. You understand? This is your time.
What do abanye arguing? Besithi i-argument le ukuthi iZANU PF isibulele umnotho welizwe. Abanye arguing basithi that ZANU PF you are talking about is gone. Sekule new dispensation elomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
No, that one is basically the same WhatsApp group. But change profile picture with it. Into one, yeah. You just change the profile picture with it's the same group.
Mm.
These people, they've been doing these things together for the past 18 years. They are trying to clean their... There is no way we try to give them a chance with maybe the first 100 days they were supposed to show with but I was telling with that we're externalizing foreign currency.
Mm.
How many people have been caught? Tell me. Instead, actually, I want to have a woman in Angakwa, if I want to animate, they distribute, I'm a big, when you have to, they send them a transaction, they will pay animate. Lying to us with the bond is equivalent to the U.S. when they know very well what they transfer his money from my retain his money on a percentage. So these people, they are not genuine people. We all know that. The funny thing is that Ababumi Krimisum Ababuza, when Ababu said what $1 is equivalent to the bond, they are not. The evil about the thing is, Maria Zavisvela, who RRPZ. Imagine the air thing is in Zimbabwe every day, everyone knows that.
Mm.
And they've been telling us, in the past 2 weeks, they're trying to to pretend as if they are doing anything. They are not doing anything. They have been giving AMA notices, the city, abantu ex-penalized, foreign currency. We are going to expose them. What has happened? Nothing. Currently, to my elections, in Malawi, the situation is even getting worse day by day. Mm. Right now, there is no money. In Malawi, it's just plastic money. You can transfer it to your account. There is no money in the market. So is this a business that you were saying Zimbabwe is open for business?
Right.
The economy in Zimbabwe is dead right now. There is no economy.
Let me go back to Councillor Lowetlo Wasemashingo Godfrey so that we let go of him with sitting abanye abantu ukuthi bathole ithuba lokungena kuhlelo. Mkoma kurawone mchirubo. Mkoma mchirubo yeri nathi. Ah, good. Right, manzwa nyaya apa tambo pinda o tambo kamichirwa o nawa kambarami na o wapinda mchirongo he's also part of baturengire MTC Alliance. Manzwa o wamuvuto achitawara nezwe nyaya job creation and nyaya zaka siyana. Sezo imimi you are already councillor ukokumashingo and you are looking to be re-elected. I wanted to give you this opportunity muudzo vatereri uyeje vanhu vanobvawo ko kumashingo kuti what exactly are you looking to do to uplift their lives, especially vanhu vechidiki, uyeje what have you accomplished thus far and what are you looking to do mukadzokawo and you win musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi.
Okay, ndikereka kuti ndisatinga ndaida pakuendesa vatereri kana vagari vemashoko zvandoda kuita ndaida kupindura chinhu zvinhu zviviri zvoga zvandataurika pano. Chekutanga ndaida kutaura nyaya yeenglebes yavanotaura that PF ichida kuvhotserwa 2013 they promised the people 2.2 million jobs and out of those 2.2 million jobs we didn't see any job which they created. So secondly, that PF yamulangaza iyoyi yaa kuti dispensation while she addressed about the November last year, he made a lot of promises. And now he's coming back again with a lot of promises before fulfilling the promises he had about the November. So the message is young to them, they could know, stop giving us promises before you fulfill the little promises that we can't have in November. What I promised is just an arrest, and up to now, the situation is worse than it. So now he's coming back again to give us promises as they are doing us when they failed to address the problem. So this is the kind of leadership that we have in Zimbabwe. Can we vote for such people? Then we see that I am. But as we move forward to this election, this is the right time to make the right choice. We have a choice to make. Muka votera MPC Alliance in Asamika, muka votera Akangas Alliance, muka votera MPC Alliance. You get the savings that you want. So we come down to Agari, it's a new machine. But I would think that we can choose this election. If they vote the MPC Alliance candidates, what I want to say is, it's not a national problem. But the other one is unclear. They created a animal from the Gara, or 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 the But since they created the Gara, now the money is coming to the Gara. And the Gara is supposed to give that money to the Gara. But unfortunately, because of greediness, they are not doing that. The government of Gara has some grants for the Gara, the health grants, and the grants, so that the Gara can entertain themselves. But as of now, the government of today is doing extremely nothing. But as of now, they are doing extremely nothing. So this is the problem that I'm doing before I'm actually. If you vote MDC Alliance, you get those things to bet.
Alright, mkoma, regai tiende ukuno umuwe guest wedu hafa upinda umchirongwa, tompao 2 minutes zake ukutataure kuti iye ndiani uweze what is she looking to do agapinda o mu government. Ndanzo wawo kuti tatina Esther, mzare Esther Zimudzi, asi we lost on the line, adzoka umchirongwa. Esther, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Thank you so much.
Great. Okay, so we have a couple of minutes left in the program, so let's just shoot straight to it. Tell us, who is Esther Zimudzi and who are you running under and what are you looking to do to uplift, I guess, the lives of your constituents.
Okay, Esther Zimuth is a young person who is a resident in Hatfield, which encompasses of Masasapai, Hatfield, and Masasapai, mm-hmm. and Chatham. And I'm running as an independent candidate under POVO. No more just to start off with people should vote back MDC in council, especially in our council and even more of the councils. Because it's not in the Zimbabwean society that we have, it's always going to be that same there is always two political parties, and now it's 23 presidential candidates. They can actually be even more. My representatives coming from different sides. Like, with all those dynamics at play and politics at play, I actually think that it is very much prudent to vote my independent candidates, because my independent candidates, they're not obliged to be answering to any political party, but they are answerable to my residents. Like, for me, maybe I'm going to stick my independence for now, because independent candidates, they're flexible enough because they can play a quest of my side quest and get things done for our communities. Okay. In me for the Hatfield community, I really have got a manifesto, 16-point plan manifesto, and my aim is to revive the hope and confidence here at Garimu Hatfield. And this I'm going to be doing. Pane zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana kuma youth tichange tichishanda nema organization akasiyana siyana kuti the lives of the young people ungoonokwanisa kusimudzirika, and that also we have development kuma youth. And pane zvinhu zvakawanda now yema roads tichange tichigadzirisa ma roads and answers coalition yedu yema independent candidates on the POVO takazvipa target yekuti by 2021 ma roads ese marara anenge agadziriswa anenge ari surface. Saka zvinhu zvakawanda zvatoda kugadzirisa disability friendly community. We are also aiming on creating that as well. Tichaona kuti ma roads nema facilities edu zvese zvinenge zviri disability friendly aligned. Now we are also going to be introducing innovative and more efficient and effective ways of managing our refuse and waste. If we are elected this election.
Right. I see, Uguti, we only have 3 minutes left. So I guess my last question for you, so that we get the listeners as much possibilities for them to access you, would be, how do they get a hold of Esther Zimuthi? 1, 2, how do they get a hold of your manifesto so that they know exactly more and attain more information about the 16 points you've been talking about?
Okay, they can get hold of me. I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook as Esther Zimuthi. It's a Facebook page, Esther Zimuthi. My email address is zimuthiwongai@yahoo.com. I'm also on LinkedIn as Esther Wongai Zimuthi. And my phone number, my personal WhatsApp number is 0738-99-85-93.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, my sister. I know you would have loved more time. Unfortunately, your time isn't really on our side. Right. It's watching Zulu. And then Bafetu, just to make one thing clear, Uhlelo, I know it's not enough. So every Sunday silohlelo lethu labasakhulayo. So this conversation will continue on Sunday. Bafetu ngenani kumsakazo wethu we Studio 7. Hayi, ngibona ngani isikhathi yiso sesiphelile. So I'll give umnumzana uKhudakwashe Zulu the mic one more time ukuthi asitshele ukuthi yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo uthemisa uZulu ini. Khudakwashe, angitsusase khona futhi. Right, Khudakwashe, I'll give you 20 seconds literally to talk about I campaign yako, utshela abaZulu, utshela uZulu ukuthi what exactly are you promising them, and then what we'll do is sizaqhubekela ngengxoxo lena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, which airs every Sunday kumsakazo wethu weStudio 7.
Mina njengomuntu osakhulayo, abantu bemadoko into engibathembisa yona yokuthi sisebenze ndawonye, sibambene, sixhasane ukuze sikwanise ukufaka amagesi, sifake amanzi. Ikakhulu esibhedlela semaphisa kukhathesi akula manzi. Isayizi yami babelethela phandle, abala mathoyilethi kumele siwulungise khonoko. Isikhangele ezikolo i-curriculum le akula magezi abeliya bapho ngifaka amaphondo kwathiya kunjalo. So yizihlelo ekumele siyilungiselezo. Njalo engifuthi ngibakhuthaze khona abantu abatsha yokuthi kathi voteleni ubaba uNkosana Moyo ngoba nguye okufundele ezobunyithi nezindaba zomnotho. So nguye wani ngimbona ukuthi
kuda isikhathi futhi isikhathi tu. So bafethu, just like I promised, siqhubekela phambili on Sunday. Bafethu, the time is out. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our listeners, all our guests that joined us. Bafethu, let's meet next time, same place. Have a good night, Zimbabwe.